This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A ship loaded with 200 tons of food is now on the way to Gaza from Cyprus. The UN says a quarter of the population in Gaza is starving. The U.S. is trying to find a way to help Haiti, which has been racked by gang violence. Now, Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry is giving in to international pressure, saying he will resign.
The U.S. is joining Caribbean leaders in pledging hundreds of millions of dollars to help stabilize Haiti in the throes of a violent crisis. With violent gangs ruling the streets,
we all know that urgent action is needed on both the political and security tracks.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is pledging $300 million from the U.S. to help finance a multinational security force to stabilize the Caribbean island nation. In addition to security funding,
$33 million to further support their health and food security.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Now to the tragedy in Illinois. Five people, including three children, were killed when a school bus and a semi collided. This happened on a highway in Rushville on Monday. State Police Captain Jody Huffman says the school bus crossed the center line into oncoming traffic
on Route 24 and for an unknown reason crossed over into the eastbound lanes in front of the semi-truck. Both vehicles became engulfed in flames.
An investigation's underway. Special Counsel Robert Hur testifies before the House Judiciary Committee today about President Biden's handling of classified documents. Hur's report concluded that the president should not face criminal charges. However, he raised questions about Joe Biden's age and memory. Boeing says it will cooperate fully with all government investigations as it improves safety and quality at Boeing. This is AP News. Now to Florida classrooms. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Students and teachers will be able to speak freely about sexual orientation and gender identity in Florida classrooms, provided it is not part of instruction. That's according to a settlement reached between Florida education officials and civil rights attorneys who had challenged a Florida state law which critics dubbed "Don't Say Gay." The settlement clarifies what is allowed in Florida classrooms following passage 2 years ago of the law prohibiting instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in early grades. Opponents said the law created confusion about whether teachers could identify themselves as LGBTQ. Governor Ron DeSantis' office describes the settlement as a win since the law itself remains intact. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow rose 46 points yesterday. The S&P fell 5. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.